Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. For most large organizations, improving gender diversity at the highest levels of the company has proved difficult, elusive, or perhaps even non-existent. Organizations of all sizes, particularly large ones too, struggle with getting more women into senior leadership roles and seats on their boards of directors. And while many U.S. companies have taken steps, improved programs, hired chief diversity officers, etc., and even published diversity statistics when they don't really have to, these steps are only maybe making small improvements in gender diversity at the highest levels of organization and on boards of directors. So maybe it's time to take a page of what's happening in some European countries who are actually passing legislation requiring that their country's largest corporations achieve certain gender diversity goals, both for boards of directors and executive leadership teams. For example, in France in 2009, they passed a law called the Cope-Zimmermann Law, which required boards of directors be at least 40% female in the next 10 years. And that law has resulted in outstanding success in achieving more diverse boards of directors. In 2009, females only represented about 10% of boards of directors of France's largest companies. But by 2019, just 10 years later, females represent 45% of seats of boards of directors in France's largest companies. And now France has gone a step further. Now they're looking at not just boards of directors, but executive teams and leadership boards for companies of over 1,000 employees. France is now setting targets to have 30% of these positions filled by women by 2027 and 40% by 2030. Following the success of the Cope-Zimmermann law and the impact that that had on boards of directors' representation, France is hopeful that this new initiative will increase gender diversity at the highest levels of the executive leadership at France's largest companies. It seems likely to succeed, but it also seems likely that for most corporations around the world, true gender diversity won't be achieved until we require the corporations to achieve it. I'd love to know what you think. Tweet us at HR Happy Hour. That's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.